الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله، إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Wallahi, it pleases us to come to Masjid, this Dar Sunnah, this Masjid in Shepherd's Bush. Wallahi, it pleases us to come and visit our brothers. Brothers upon Sunnah, walillahi alhamd. Those who have links with the ulama, links with Sheikh Zayd, Hafidhullah, and from other scholars, those who are in Jizan and other than Jizan, walillahi alhamd. It's a ni'mah, wallah, to be with Ahlul Ilm. It's a ni'mah, it's a fadl from Allah. It's an honor that you take from them, because you're taking from where they take from the authentic sunnah. Because al-ulama warathatul anbiya, because they are the inheritors of the prophets. Innal anbiya lam yuwarithu dinaran wala dirhaman. The prophets, they don't leave behind dinars nor dirhams, walakin warathul ilm, but they leave behind knowledge. Faman akhadha akhadha bihadhin wafir. So whoever takes a great treasure, something great, something precious, is the knowledge with Allah Azza wa Jal. The knowledge from the Qur'an and the Sunnah, the knowledge that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left behind. So, wallahi, we wanted to go through on this path. We know, as we all know, that there's going to be obstacles on this path of Qur'an and Sunnah ala fahm as-salaf. So, what are these obstacles? And what is the way of salvation through these obstacles? So we chose this section here from a book that was published called Marhaban Ya Talib Al-Ilm. Welcome, O Talib al-Ilm, O student of knowledge. Compiled some of the lectures of the Sheikh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, Hafidhullah, and some advice that the Sheikh gave on different topics regarding knowledge and acting according to it. And in this section here, halfway through the book, 211, he talks about the awa'iq, the obstacles on the path. The obstacles on the path. So after Amma Ba'd, he says, فَإِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. He mentions the rest of the khutbatul haja, that the best speech is the speech of Allah, the book of Allah, and the best example is the example or the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the worst of the affairs are the newly invented matters, for every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the fire. Amma Ba'd. And straight into mentioning verse from the Qur'an, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the believers. By what? إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Such that Allah Azza wa Jal has sent amongst them a messenger. مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. He is a human being. From amongst themselves. مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. Reciting to them his signs. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. نعم. And that great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the signs of Allah, the Qur'an, the revelation, wallahi, it is a tazkiyah for the person. Tazkiyah al-nufus. It is a purification for one's soul. The da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affected the inner and the outer. You see? The da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affected the inner, inside, as well as the outer. It wasn't just inside, the heart. It also affected the outer. What's the proof? The proof is the hadith of Arbad ibn Sariyah. وَعَدْنَا رَسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِمَوْعِدَةٍ بَلِيغَةٍ وَجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبُ وَفَاضَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونُ. Inner, outer. The heart became softened with the fear of Allah, with humility, and the eyes flowed with tears. You see, the effect of the da'wah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, inner and outer. That's why يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. So it wasn't just to teach them knowledge, it was to purify them, purify their hearts. يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. And this is what Shaykh Al-Albani Rahimahullah calls تَصْفِيَا وَتَرْبِيَا. تَصْفِيَا وَتَرْبِيَا. Purifying the hearts from all shirk, from all types of worship to other than Allah, and from all desires to desires that will lead you astray from this path, from all the actions, the evil actions of the heart, cleaning all of that, purifying all of that. But it wasn't just like that, leave him to himself. No. Watarbiya, an education. And another proof of that is the hadith of the man who said, Ya Rasulullah, ma sha Allahu wa shi'ta ya Rasulullah. What Allah willed and you willed, O Messenger of Allah. The Messenger did not leave him. Ma'alesh, we're all one. Let's just don't worry about it. We're all together. All these groups, all shirk, no problem. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected him. Aja'altani lillahi niddan. This is tasfiyah, purification. Have you made me a partner with Allah? You can't have tawheed and shirk together. Qul ma sha Allah wahda. He didn't leave him on his own. He said, he taught him, say whatever Allah willed on his own. Tasfiyah wa tarbiyah. ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة, and he taught them the book and the wisdom. وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين, and even in the past while they were upon misguidance, clear misguidance. Even if they were upon clear misguidance in the past, فالله بعث محمدا لتزكية هذه الأمة. So Allah sent Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to purify, for the purification of this ummah. It wasn't just to educate. It wasn't just knowledge, purification, Ya Abdullah, rectification of the heart. وَالْعِلْمُ النَّافِعُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ هُوَ الَّذِي يُزَكِّي النُّفُوسُ. Beneficial knowledge and righteous actions, this is what purifies the soul, the souls, wallahi. عِلْمُ النَّافِعُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ purifies the souls. وَيُطَهِّرُهَا, and also it cleans it, purifies it. وَيُزَكِّي الْأَرْوَاحُ وَيُطَهِّرُهَا, and it purifies the souls and it cleans it. يعني from all impurities. هَذَا هُوَ الْعِلْمُ الْمَنْشُودُ وَالْمَمْدُوحُ. This is the ilm that is praiseworthy. هُوَ الَّذِي يُزَكِّي النُّفُوسُ مِنْ دُغُونَاتِهَا, and he is the one who purifies the souls from the impurities, from the dirt. وَيُسْقِلُهَا مِنْ أَدْرَانِهَا. Shift adran is the plural of that which is adran, which is dirt. You see, the soul becomes dirty, becomes impure, becomes soiled with sins. Every time a person sins, a black spot enters his heart until his heart becomes black and he can't even recognize the truth. He can't recognize truth. His heart is blackened with sins. Nasallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the daran, the daran, which is the sins, the dirt, the rust. That's why Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, this has, before you enter paradise, you have to enter paradise with the nafs al-tayyiba, mutma'inna. Paradise, person has to be with a soul that is tayyiba. Ya ayatu nafs al-mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyya. That is the satisfied soul. The happy soul, the content soul. And nafs al-lawama, the blameworthy soul, blames you, this good soul. But it's the nafs al-ammara bisu', which continues to be inclined to sin and transgression, the evil soul. So nafs al-tayyiba is the nafs that will enter paradise. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, that is, but when is it going to be nafs al-tayyiba? With sins, with dirt, with soil. No. He said that dirt of sins has to be cleaned, either by tawbah, and Allah accepts it. And if Allah doesn't accept your tawbah from the major sins, then the fire has to clean it. Because no one will enter paradise just like with like that. They will enter paradise pure, tayyibah, with a pure soul, with a good soul. So it has to be cleaned. Some people will be cleaned from their sins by the fire for many years. Allah knows best how long. Some people may be even cleaned by their sins, due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He wills, He forgives. If He wills, He punishes. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ إِنسَانًا لَمْ يُزَكِّ لم يزكه العلم ها فقد يكون هذا العلم وبالا عليه. If you see a person where his knowledge didn't purify him, then this knowledge can be against him, can be a burden for him, can be against him. Ya Allah. That's why the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would ask, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge. Wal-amal and actions that are mutaqabbilan, which are accepted. Mutaqabbalan. Actions that are accepted. Not just knowledge. Some people's data only. They memorize data. But where is the knowledge? Is the fear of Allah. That is the knowledge of the heart. Where the person fears Allah, the knowledge that he has learned has kept him away from haram. The knowledge that he has learned is helping him to fulfill the commandments. That is the knowledge that benefits him, that pushes him to do good, to do khair. That's ilm al-nafi'. فَقَدْ يَكُونُ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ وَبَالًا عَلَيْهِ وَاللَّهِ. May Allah forgive us, may Allah protect us. وَعَالِمٌ بِعِلْمِهِ لَمْ يَعْمَلًا مُعَذَّبٌ مِنْ قَبْلِ عُبَّادِ الْوَثَنِ. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said that the scholar who didn't act according to his knowledge will be punished before the idol worshippers. Will be punished before the idol worshippers. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he got it from the hadith. In Sahih Muslim, the three who will enter the first of those who will enter hellfire. Who are they? The three types of people. One of them is a alim. Allah has given him knowledge. We said to him, what have you done with the knowledge I have given you? He said, I have taught the people for your sake. He said, you have lied. You taught the people so the people can say, you are alim. وَقَدْ قِيلْ. And it was said. And the other one who's generous, but he didn't... He was given that wealth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he gave it for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that people can call him Jawad, generous. And the third one, the one who went out and he was supposedly martyred, but in reality, he only went out in order for the people to say he's brave and to praise him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why do you think Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is asking Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an na'lamu wa nastaghfiruka li ma na'lam. Why did Rasulullah, he's teaching us, oh Allah, we seek refuge from falling into shirk knowingly, and we ask for your forgiveness in falling into shirk unknowingly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying this at night, teaching us, no one of us is saved. No one of us is sufficient on himself, with himself. We are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are all in need of isti'ana, seeking help from Allah alone. We are all in need to take care of our souls, wallah, to take care of our hearts. We are all in need to be careful. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, Shaykh Rabbi continues. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, qala li nabiyyihi, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa qul rabbi zidni ilma. Allah said to his prophet, to ask increase in knowledge, Surah Taha, verse 114, ma amarahu an yatluba mazidan min ad-dunya wal mulk wal jah. He didn't ask him to seek increase in dunya or in authority. Some people, they like authority. It gets to their head. Give them a table, give them a phone, and all of a sudden, يعني, they become oppressive. Wal jah, and position, status, was sultan, and authority. Naam. Wa innama allamahu rabbuhu an yatluba minhu ziyada fil ilm. But Allah Azza wa Jal taught the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to seek increase in knowledge. وَقَدْ زَادَهُ اللَّهُ, and Allah increased him in knowledge. وَزَادَهُ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ لَحْظَةٍ, and he increased him in knowledge, and he increased him in knowledge into the last part, يعني of his life. مِنْ لَحَظَاتِ حَيَاتِهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. لَأَنَّ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, because this ayah, قُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِ عِلْمًا, is Makkiyah, was revealed, يعني in that period, في سورة طه. وَكَمْ زَادَهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ الْغَزِيرِ. And how much knowledge thereafter Allah Azza wa Jalla has given the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The knowledge of the whole Qur'an, the knowledge of the bayyinah. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِلْ إِلَيْهِمْ. The bayyinah, the hikmah, the sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Allah gave him all of that until the deen became complete. As Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu said, تَرَكْنَا رَسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَمَا طَائِرٌ يُقَلِّبُ جَنَاحَيْهِ فِي الْهَوَى إِلَّا وَأَخْبَرْنَا عَنْهُ. Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم left us upon a way, even the bird flapping its wings in the sky, he told us about it. Even the bird flapping its wings in the sky. So you think he and he left anything out. No, nothing was left out. Deen is complete. فَعَلَيْنَا أَن نَطْلُبَ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْمَزِيدِ. So it's upon us to ask Allah for increase in knowledge. رَبَّنَا زِدْنَا عِلْمًا يَا رَبِّ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in knowledge. And that knowledge which is ilm al-nafi', the beneficial knowledge. And يَرْزُقْنَا الْعِلْمَ النَّافِعِ الْمُزَكِّي لِلنُّفُوسِ, which purifies the heart, purifies the soul from greed, from jealousy, from hatred that is not befitting. Purifying the soul to love for Allah's sake, to hate for Allah's sake, to give for Allah's sake, to withhold for Allah's sake. مَنْ أَعْطَى لِلَّهُ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهُ وَأَحَبَّ فِي اللَّهِ وَأَبْغَدَ فِي اللَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلِ الْإِيمَانِ. This is the one who has completed iman. فَاللَّهِ, he said, فَلِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَثْنَى عَلَى الْعُلَمَاءِ. فَاللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَثْنَى عَلَى الْعُلَمَاءِ, الْعُلَمَاءِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ الَّذِي زَكَّاهُمُ الْعِلْمِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke well, or he has praised, honored, or spoke well of the scholars whom who are sincere, those whom knowledge has helped them to purify themselves. Yeah, knowledge has helped them to purify themselves. They increased in knowledge not for the dunya, not for worldly gain. They increased in knowledge for the akhirah. Min al adnas, from all types of dirt and sins. As Allah said, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ أَنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ. Is the one who is standing in the night, and prostrating. He's standing and he's prostrating, preparing for the akhirah. Qanit is the one who is is not just any worshipper. Qanit is a worshipper that he loves his worship, and he enjoys his worship, and he prolongs his worship. It's qanit. Qanit is not somebody who comes and stands up prayer and then pecks in his salah. That's not qanit. It's not qanit. Qanit is somebody who comes, he enjoys his salah. Arihna biha ya Bilal. Just like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved the salah. He said, ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. The coolness of my eyes is in the prayer. How he loved the salah? The coolness of my eyes. Wallah, we see this with the mashaykh. We see this with the mashaykh. Prayed next to Shaykh Rabi Hafidullah. He made sure the gap between me and him is closed. This is in the haram. The second jama'ah, because we got there a bit late. This is the second jama'ah. If anyone says that, because in America, some brothers, they say, this is our masjid, we don't have second jama'ah in the masjid. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But if someone else has another position, another opinion, based upon the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, man yatasaddaq ala hada, you can't impose your opinion in fiqh over somebody to somebody else. Because we're following the lead at the end of the day. And what are you going to do if Shaykh Rabi comes to your masjid? You're going to say, don't pray jama'ah, second jama'ah. You're going to stop him. In the haram, Shaykh Rabi prayed next to us, and he made sure my feet is next to his feet. And he said, every time I join the feet like this with the next one, it increases me in khushu' in the salah. Allahu Akbar. How can it not be? When the sunnah, of course the sunnah is going to increase you in khushu'. The sunnah, making tatbiq of it, the application of the fahm al-sahaba, and the narration in Bukhari, Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu, and Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, they said each and every one of us used to join their ankle with their ankle, or their heel with their heel, and their shoulder with their shoulder. And that is the correct understanding of Suddul Khalal, to close the gaps. To close the gaps. One time I was in the car with Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, driving him, I think, from the hotel to the masjid. Yeah, I need to meet some of the brothers in the hotel or something. We're going back. And we left a gap between the cars and people coming in between. Sheikh said, Suddul Khalal. Close the gaps. Because if you don't close the gap, someone will come in between. Just like shaitan comes in between in the salah. Suddul Khalal. Close the gaps. And the same way we do. The mashayikh, Allahumma barik, this is how they treat the salah. They treat it with care. Salamatullah. And Sheikh Rabbi Hafidhullah, naam. And other than him, from the mashayikh, you see their salah, Allah. You see their salah. They enjoy their salah. You see their salah? Allahu Akbar. And they enjoy it. It's not pecking. They enjoy it. This is knowledge that benefits. Where the ibadah becomes enjoy. You love the ibadah. This is the... Not you're in prison, ready to get out. No, you love the salah. جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. And Shaykh Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions that, that when this ibadah becomes like that, then that is a higher level than someone just come for the salah. It's a higher level than just someone just establishing the salah just to pray. But rather, he's in the salah. He's contemplating what he's saying in the salah. Praying next to Shaykh Ubayd Hafidhullah in his sujood. Making dua, supplicating, getting up slowly. Tranquil, wallah. Hudu. This is qanit. Qanit is somebody who has hudu, who's mutma'in. And this is what the Rasul taught the man who prayed badly. He taught him to be mutma'in in the salah. And that's from the arkan. So Allah increased the Messenger in knowledge and beneficial knowledge. So we must ask Allah to increase us in knowledge. Look at the one who Allah praised. The scholar who stands up in the night. And he prays, and he does sujood, prostrates, and he stands up, qanit in his salah. Amman huwa qanitun ana al-layl, sajidan wa qa'iman yahdharu al-akhirah. Billah, if you got tafsir al-Sa'di, bring tafsir al-Sa'di. Let's read you. This should be halaqat al-ilm. Shouldn't just be lecture. Many lectures. Halaqat al-ilm. It will stay with you always. Wallahi, read. We need to read the tafasir. Tafsir al-Sa'd is one of the best tafasir you can get. He looked at all different types of tafasir, brought all the different types of fawaid, yani from the way of Ahlul Sunnah, and he put it in there. And when he came to certain verses, open. You check. We all learn. Zumar verse 9. We had nata'awun. We all learn. وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. He's not just praying, he's seeking the mercy of his Lord through this salah. Through the night. We want mercy. Wallah, we need mercy. In terms of our health. In terms of our children. In terms of our families, our parents. Maybe they're not guided. We need mercy, wallah. We need the mercy of Allah. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Are they equal, those who know and those who do not know? And he mentioned this to show you this distinction of the alim compared to the non-alim. The alim is doing this. He's preparing for the akhirah. And he's qanit in his salah. Qanit in his ibadah. Qanit. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Those who remember are the ulul albab. They are the ones who يَتَذَكَّرُوا. The people of knowledge. So it's Zumar verse 9. لِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ يَجْعَلُكَ مُدْرِكًا لِمَا أَمَامَكَ مِنْ مَخَاطِرُ وَأَهْوَالِ. Because knowledge... It makes you mudrik, aware of what is in front of you from dangers. So verse 9, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ قَالَ الشَّيْخ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ السَّعْدِ رَحْمَ اللَّهِ هَذِهِ مُقَابَلَةٌ بَيْنَ الْعَامِلِ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَغَيْرِهِ وَبَيْنَ الْعَالِمِ وَالْجَاهِلِ. This is the difference, or the distinction that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned here, between the one who acts according to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and other than him. Yani between the alim and the ignorant one. وَأَنَّ هَذَا مِنَ الْأُمُورِ الَّتِي تَقَرَّرَ فِي الْعُقُولِ تَبَايُنُهَا. That this is something which is already established in the intellect. People know this, that there is a difference between an ignorant one and one who is jahil. That's why the poet said, نعم مَنْزِلَةُ السَّفِيهِ مِنَ إيش منزلة العليم من السفيه كمنزلة السفيه من العليم. The difference between the difference between a safih, a foolish one, and a one who knows is the same difference between the scholar and the one who is foolish. يعني there's a big difference between the عالم and the safih. وعلم علما يقينا تفاوتها with certainty. We know that there's so many different levels. There's so many. The alim and the jahil. The difference between them is so great. فَلَيْسَ الْمُعْرِضُ عَنْ طَاعَةِ رَبِّهِ الْمُتَّبِعِ لِهَوَاهِ كَمَنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ. So it's not somebody who turns away from the obedience to his Lord and one who follows his desires. He's not like somebody who's qanit. Who's he qanit? وَهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Oh, I just missed a part. A. Who's a qanit? Look, listen to Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sa'di, the teacher of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah. He says, A, who's a qanit? A, muti'un lillahi bi afdal al-ibadat. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, this beautiful benefit. He is obedient to Allah from with the best of worship. The best types of worship. وَهِيَ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَفْضَلُ الْأَوْقَاتِ And he is choosing the best time, the last third part of the night. Huh? وَهِيَ أَوْقَاتُ اللَّيْلِ فَوَصَفَهُ بِكَثْرَةِ الْعَمَلِ Huh? وَأَفْضَلَهُ بِكَثْرَةِ الْعَمَلِ وَأَفْضَلِهِ ثُمَّ وَصَفَهُ بِالْخَوْفِ وَالرَّجَاءِ So look how Allah Azza wa Jalla described him with the best of actions and also described him of having the characteristic of the attribute of al-khawf, fear and hope. This is the abid. He worships Allah upon fear and hope. وَذَكَرَ أَنَّ مُتَعَلَّقِ الْخَوْفِ عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ عَلَى مَا سَلَفَ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ And he told you why he's afraid. Because he's afraid of the punishment of the hereafter. And that is based upon sins. وَأَنَّ مُتَعَلَّقَ الرَّجَاءِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ And that which is connected to hope is the mercy of Allah. He's seeking the mercy of Allah. يَرْجُلْ وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ فَوَصَهُ بِالْعَمَلَ الطَّاهِرِ وَالْبَاطِنِ So he, Allah described him with العمل الظاهر والباطن. Actions that are inner and outer. The heart, fearing, hoping. And the outer, his salah, his sujood, his ruku'. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ رَبَّهُمْ رَبَّهُمْ Allah taught them وَيُعَلَّمُونَ دِينَهُ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ وَدِينَهُ الْجَزَائِيَّةِ وَمَا لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْأَسْرَارِ وَالْحِكَمِ وَالَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ طيب. So he added the benefit of مُطِيعٌ لِلَّهِ بِأَفْضَلِ الْعِبَادَةِ Isn't there an ayah in Surah Maryam that Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam was qanit? Qanitan. Wasn't she described as qanit? No. If you can find it in Surat Maryam, bring it. With the tell us the verse. Yalla, bring it. Let's David. Okay, it's Surat Tahrim. If it's not in the... Naam. Natadakar. Natadaras. Ma ajtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyuti Allah. Yaqra'un al-Qur'an. Yutadarasuna fi ma baynahum. Illa haffatum al-malaika. Nazalat alayhim al-sakina. غشيتهم الرحمة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. You study the book of Allah in the house, from the houses of Allah, or reading, reciting the Quran in the house of Allah. What is the benefit? Four great benefits. All you did was sit down to read Quran, to read tafsir, to read the benefit. يتدارسونه فيما بينهم. Four things. Mercy descends upon them. The angels descend, and they are also present with them. سياحون, looking for the majalis al-dhikr, the angels. And sakina, tranquility. Eh, wallah, you don't feel this tranquility anywhere else in the whole world except the masjid, the baytullah, because this is the house where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is mentioned the highest. Naam, wa anna al-masajida lillah, fala tad'u ma'a Allahi ahada. And the fourth one, unduru ya ikhwan, the fourth one, unduru. He said, and Allah mentions them with those with him, yani in the highest of places. You, Abdullah, are going to be mentioned that you are in the majlis al-dhikr. Allahu Akbar. What more do you want? You have mercy. You have this is the majalis al-dhikr, the majalis of ilm and nafi', not politics. This one said and that one said, what's going to benefit me? Huh? They always bring someone else, they change him and they get another one else. It's the same old thing, same story. What's it going to benefit me? But I learned the book of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huh? Al-ayah? Allahu Akbar. وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ Allah. Who's this? وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ مَرْيَمْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ A. المداومين. This is the word I wanted. Huh? Because I remember reading it before. المداومين. A qanit is one who is continuously worshipping. It's not one-off. It's not once every week. It's not Friday. It's not now I'm good, tomorrow I'm bad. It's continuous, Ya Abdullah. وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ And she was from the Qanitin. Maryam alayhi salatu salam, she was a al-mudawimin ala ta'ati Allah, continuous upon the worship of Allah. This is Qanit. بِخَشْيَةٍ وَخُشُوعٍ With fear and humbleness and humility. وَهَذَا وَصْفٌ لَهَا بِكَمَالِ الْعَمَلِ And this is the description of her, of complete action, of the action being complete. فَإِنَّهَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا Siddiqah, because she is truthful. Was Siddiqiyyatu, هي كمال العلم والعمل. And having that level of being صديق is action according to one's knowledge. Is complete knowledge followed up with action. Wallahi, look at the benefit, ya akhwan. Benefit. مداومة. كانت من القانتين, كانت من المداومين. مداومين, which means continuously upon the worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are قانتين, continuous upon his worship. نعم. What more are you going to ask for? This is the best level to be upon. To be qanit. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ أَنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ وَيَرْجُ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Then Shaykh Rabbi Hafidh continues, لِأَنَّ الْعِلْمِ يَجْعَلُكَ مُدْرِكًا لِمَا أَمَامَكَ مِنْ مَخَاطِرٍ وَأَهْوَالٍ وَمَا أَمَامَكَ مِنْ نَعِيمٍ مُقِيمٍ. Look, because knowledge, it will tell you, it will prepare you from what's going to come to you, from harm, from warnings, of hellfire. And what? And if you do upon knowledge, and you practice it, of na'im, of Jannah, which is muqim, which is an abode, it's not going to end. It's there for you, for the abd, for the muttaqeen. هَذَا الْعَالِمُ الْمُزَكَّى النَّقِي. أو المزك نعم. المزكَّى النَّقِي. يعني the one who has purified himself. He's pure and clean from all these evils, from all these daran, from the daran, I mean adran, from dirt and rust and sins. فَيَقُومُ أَنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا. So he stands in the last part of the night, prostrating. تَرَاهُ أَنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا. In the last part of the night, Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna, rahimahullah, every night he used to pray tahajjud. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ. They leave their beds. Their sides leave their beds. Why? Because they want to turn to their Lord, to call upon Him. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. With fear and with hope, with desire. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And that which we have given them, they give. We went to Jaizan recently. MashaAllah, so should Sheikh Zaid, Sheikh Muhammad Al-Akur, and some Muhammad Akur, and some other mashayikh. Sheikh Rabi's cousin, one of his cousins lives there as well. From those who are old, from the mashayikh then, those who studied with Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, and others who were also students of theirs, Sheikh Abdullah al-Najmi, na'am, Sheikh Fawaz al-Madkhali. Wallahi, beautiful, beautiful weekend. Went there, wallahi. How kind, how generous. Ustad Ali al-Madkhali, Ali bin Zayd al-Madkhali. How beautiful that weekend was. To see the ulama, to learn from the ulama and to benefit from them. And other brothers also came to visit in that weekend. We had our brother Fuad al-Amri and Usama al-Amri. They came by car. MashaAllah, Allahumma barik. All the way. How many hours from Jeddah all the way to Jaizan? Samta. And that road is dangerous. Samta, Jaizan, very dangerous. We met there. Sheikh Zayd Hafidullah continues upon his durus. And how he walks calm to the masjid, calm back. Notice, as soon as he gets back home, before he does anything, he prays his two rakahs. Sunnah of Dhuhr and Sunnah of Maghrib. You see, he prayed two rakahs, then he says, come, tfaddal. He brings the bukhur out. Look, the generosity, the kindness to the guest. He knows you come far away, you're visiting, kindness to the guest. Tafaddal. What is anything that you have? What do we have except to read to the Shaykh? It's to read a matan, nothing else. What else do you want? Alhamdulillah, the Shaykh read to him, As-Sayri Allahu Dar al-Akhirah. That path to Allah and the hereafter by Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah. Great book. And asked the Shaykh to give me little ta'liqat, little fawaid on that. Beneficial. Any benefits? And also the brothers who came to read, they read the Usul al-Sitta of Muhammad Wahhab rahimahullah, the whole matan. We caught only half of it with the Sheikh, but then they continued to stay the next few days. What is it? Look at the kindness, ya ikhwan. This is what they have taken from their previous, and this is way of also giving charity. For them, this is like a nafaqah for them, because they are giving that which Allah has provided them with. It doesn't have to be just wealth, it could be knowledge. Could be that which is beneficial to the people. And also, that evening, before we left. MashaAllah, Allahumma barik. May Allah reward those brothers and those students of knowledge and the rest of the mashayikh. Very humble. Sheikh Muhammad Akku, very humble. Went to his house, very humble, very kind. Sheikh Fawaz al-Madkhali, Allah khair, again, very kind. Very, and they made all istiraha that evening. Because of who? Because of visitors. They've come to visit him. Whole istiraha. And they started remembering the statements of Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah. How Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, loved the sunnah, and how he was firm against bid'ah. Some of the stories that they mentioned. They said one time, Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, it was said to him, in the majlis, there's somebody who is with such and such innovator. And Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, said, whoever is with such and such innovator, stand up. You're not allowed in this majlis. Look, the Sheikh, how stern and how much he hated innovation and his people. Unless, of course, you make tawbah, then alhamdulillah, you leave that innovator, then you're welcome, mashallah. And Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, even those days, many years ago, about 14 years ago, we went to see him in the early years, then we said to him, Sheikh, I want to read to you. He said, if you have come with a tazkiyah from Sheikh Rabi' or Sheikh Ahmad Bazmul, then we will let you read. We didn't know those conditions before we got there. So it was... Yes, why? Because he said, because many people come, we don't know them, who they are. They come and they want to read, and then they are only using that tazkiyah, or they use that, or they have read to the Sheikh, or whatever. Yani, they are not sincere. And then they speak against the Sheikh afterwards. So he said, bring tazkiyah from Sheikh Rabi' or Sheikh Ahmad Bazmul. Because Sheikh Ahmad used to always continue, he's from his students, he used to always benefit from him, and he had that closeness with him. So this is the way of ulama, the mashayikh. هذا هو العلم النافع علم يقوم عليه العمل الخالص لله تبارك وتعالى. Sheikh Rabi' حفظه in his house. How many times? Research every night. You go to him, he's doing research. One time went to him, we tried to get in. How we get in? You have to bring some benefit. You have to tell him there's something happening or something as the Sheikh will get excited about. One time I told him, Ya Sheikh, there's a book. Went in his car. Ya Sheikh, there's a book. It just came out. It's called Rasa'il Mutabadila Bayna Al-Ulama. بين الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله والعلماء. Oh, then he got excited. He said, oh, such a beautiful title between Sheikh bin Baz رحمه الله and the ulama. Na'am, bring this book. He said, by Allah, in our time, there was so much love between ulama, so much love between tulab. He said, look at now, between the students, we never see this before in our life. We never seen this tashattut, this tafarruq. Like we used, in our time, so much love. Even there may be difference in fiqh, difference in, but, Aqidah, they were one, together. Walillahi alhamd. Another time, Ya Shaykh, Hafidhakullah, Naam, I've got a little bahth, a little research. Yani, Jazakallah khair, I read your book on how the Rafidah, the Shia, they take the verses from the Quran and they twist them. Like they say, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, they say, Ali radiallahu anhu and Ahl Bayt and those with them, yani only them. And Sirat al-Ladina and غير المغضوب عليهم, they say Abu Bakr and Umar. A'udhu Billah. So what they say, Tafsir Qumbi, Tafsir Ayashi. If you go back to the Tafsir, I said, Ya Sheikh, Jazakallah Khair, I quoted a lot of these, but I need the print of the book. I don't have Tafsir Qumbi. Very hard to get. Shia Tafsir. Very hard to get. And we just want to quote the print. He said, come upstairs. MashaAllah. So concerned. We got in. Go upstairs to his maktaba, mashallah, sit down. And he brought, painstakingly, he brought the book for us to write down the print. Allahumma barik. And hakada, ulama, in ilm. In ilm, one time just sitting down. I don't know how many hours, maybe 3 hours, Sheikh is going through, asking the student, get this book, get that book. Until it was 12 o'clock, and he came to a natija, he came to find out exactly these narrators, and whether this hadith is sahih or not. And then he said, Alhamdulillah, may Allah make us die upon this. Upon what? علم النافع والدعوة إليه والعمل الصالح والعمل الصالح والدعوة إليه والصبر على الأدفي. And then afterwards, and how kind he is, Sheikh Hafidhullah. Afterwards, always giving dinner to the guests. Wallahi, Akhwan. House open in the back. In the back, just now because of his old age, is more difficult for the Sheikh. But before, Wallahi, Akhwan, his house open. There's beds out at the back in his library for anyone to stay over. And how many times you say, stay over? Stay over. You've come away from Medina, stay over. And every time, love for the Mashaykh. How Shaykh Ubaid, how Shaykh Muhammad, how Shaykh, asking about the Mashaykh. Always. And just before we came, the same thing. How the Mashaykh, how Shaykh Ubaid, how's, always asking. And give my salam to Salafi in there. Ikhwan in Maktaba, we know, give my salam to them. Wallahi, Ikhwan. Love based upon what? Based Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah, Qala Sahaba. This is. والرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. Whoever Allah wants goodness for, He gives him understanding of the religion. This hadith is important for us, ya ikhwan. Because this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, reported by Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, رضي الله عنهما. Those who criticize Muawiyah, رضي الله عنه, because of politics, they criticize him, like Sayyid Qutb and others, they don't know that he used to record hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is one of those he recorded. And what a beautiful hadith. ليس مجرد فقه. فقه يرافقه العمل. It's not just a matter of fiqh. You have understand, خلاص. No. It has to be followed up with actions. ومن الفقه الواعي أن تعمل. And from fiqh that is, يعني, that is understood, or that is something which is beneficial, that you can benefit from, is that which is followed by that you act according to what you know. فإذا رأيت عالما لا يعمل فليس بفقيه. If you see a knowledgeable person who doesn't act, he's not a faqih. He's like a candle which gives light to others and burns itself. Nasallahu salama. فَلَيْسَ بِفَقِيهِ وَلَيْسَ بِعَالِمٍ. And he's not a alim. العُلَمَاء هُمْ الْعَالِمُونَ. The scholars, they are the ones who act according to their knowledge. وَالرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, he said, مَثَلُ مَا بَعَثَنِي اللَّهُ بِهِ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ وَالْهُدَى كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَصَابَ أَرْضًا فكان منها طائفة أنبتت الكلى والعشب الكثير وكانت منها أجادب أمسكت الماء. See, there are two types of situation. He said, look at this similitude he brought, that the messengers has brought. The example of guidance and beneficial knowledge is like rain that has fallen onto earth, bringing about lots of vegetation. This knowledge that benefits. But as for the knowledge that doesn't benefit, the knowledge enters the earth, but the earth doesn't bring any vegetation out from it, but rather it stays in the earth. No, this one is, he said, the knowledge that benefits is like the water, the rain, that falls into the earth and brings out vegetation. And another benefit is the one that stays inside the earth and it is used as water for the people. The people still benefit from it if it stays inside. But the third type is the knowledge that doesn't benefit, the knowledge that doesn't even stay in the earth. It rains and it passes by the rocks and it just slips past. It doesn't actually benefit. It doesn't actually stay there, nor is it of benefit to the people, but rather it just slips. فَذَلِكَ مَثَلُ مَنْ فَقِهَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ ونفعه ما بعثني الله به ومثل من لم يرفع بذلك رأسا ولم يقبل هدى الله الذي جئت به. So that is the example of the two types of knowledge. فقسم العلماء قسمين. So the scholars of two types. The first of them, the ones who act according to their knowledge. فقهاء. They take the ahkam, the rules and regulations from the Quran and the Sunnah, and they establish the principles and the foundations, and they put it forward for the ummah. And from amongst them are those who memorize, understand the Quran, and they proclaim it to those. Naam. And they are atqiya, they are pious, and they have fiqh, they have understanding. Naam. Huffaz, yahfaduna sunnah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Others, they memorize the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they proclaim it to the people. These are the ones who have, inshallah, fiqh fi dinillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. And other than them, they may be disbelievers or ignorant ones, corruptors, those who corrupt. They turn away from the religion of Allah upon truth. And they are like that earth, which doesn't bring you any vegetation. Water does not even stay in the earth, doesn't stay there for anyone to benefit. Just like a rock or a type of rock that doesn't allow water to enter it. Nor does it allow anything to sprout out from it, from plants and vegetation. So this one is only going to harm himself first and foremost. So al-ilmu amruhu azim, knowledge, he said, is an affair which is great. His affair is great. And its effect is so good. Atharuhu tayyiba ala sahibi fi hayati, in his life and after his death. Yes, even after your death, Ya Abdullah. Ida mata ibn Adam in qata amaluh illa min thalath. When the children of Adam die, all of his actions cease except for three. One of them is ilmin yuntafa bihi an-nas. Ida mata ibn Adam in qata amaluhu illa min thalath. Ilmin yuntafa bihi an-nas. Knowledge that the people benefit from. Continues, Ya Abdullah. And Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, even if you are reason for that. So you're not the alim, but you can give out the tapes of the ulama, then you will benefit from that, inshallah. What's the proof? Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, the proof of that is the hadith of Jibreel. Who's the teacher? Was it Umar ibn Khattab? Was it the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Jibreel? Dhaka Jibreel atakum yu'allimukum deenakum. That was Jibreel who came to teach your religion. So who's the teacher? Daka Jibreel atakum yu'allimukum deenakum. He came to teach your religion. Who's the teacher? According to this, you think it's Jibreel. But the reality is Rasul. Who's answering? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's the teacher. He's the teacher and he's the guide. But here, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, but Jibreel is a reason for that teaching to be carried out. Why? Because he asked the questions. Mal Islam, mal Ihsan, mal Iman, mal Ihsan. He asked the questions, is a reason for the teaching to be carried out. But the teaching and the teacher was the Rasul ﷺ. So therefore, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, if you are a reason for the teaching to be carried out, you will also be rewarded immensely and greatly. So push out the kalam of the ulama. Push out their kalam. Push out what they have put out regarding the Quran and Sunnah. But how about now if you revile the ulama? How about if you revile them? Then you don't get that benefit. You die and only the more sin come upon your head. Only more sin. Why? Because you're turning the people away from, you have turned away, you have misguided others away from ilm al-nafi'. Misguided others away from beneficial knowledge. Because you spoke against this one and that one and this one and that one. These ulama, jahabida, great ulama who have given their life to teach the book and the sunnah. How is it then? مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whoever harms a friend of mine, I'm at war with him. So don't expect to be secure if you speak against a alim of tawheed, just one. The hadith Qudsi says, مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. How about مَنْ عَادَى لِي أَوْلِيَا? How about if he's speaking not just about one alim? If one alim you speak about, and you try to harm, you want to harm, you harm yourself. But if you try to harm him, one alim, Allah will be at war with you. How about if it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ulama? You've lost. Wallahi. Big calamity is going to come to you. Big insecurity is going to come to you. Big problems are going to come to you. There's no doubt. This is sunnah of Allah. This is the sunnah of Allah. Allah speaks the truth. And Allah la yukhlifu al-mi'ad. Whatever promise He makes is haq, is truth. So Shaykh Rabbi Hafidhullah, and if he's the best of the ulama, saying he's a rotten flower, or saying that he's playing with the uqul al-nas, how about if the best of the ulama, you're speaking ill of them, those who are defending the deen, hey wallah, those who are defending the deen, defending tawheed and sunnah, establishing the worship of Allah upon the earth. How about that, ya ikhwan? Al-ilm amruhu azim. The knowledge, its affair is great indeed. And the ulama, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, and also the ulama, their affair is great indeed. He mentioned that in that famous treatise that we just said to you, in the explanation of As-sayr ilallahu dar al-akhirah. In explanation of that, in his one of his books. العلم أمر عظيم آثاره طيبة على صاحبه في حياته وبعد مماته وعلم ينتفع به الناس إما علم وخلف ورأى تلاميذ ينشرون العلم والدعوة إلى الله. He left behind students. He taught And his books are there, people to benefit from. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. أو له مؤلفات. Or he has books. وآثاره ينفع الله بها الناس. يعني its benefit, its effects, the people are benefited by Allah Azza wa Jal through those books, through those works. فهذا أمره ينتفع. This is the one. أمر لا ينقطع. It would not be cut off. It would not be truncated. Because it will continue. Knowledge until the day of judgment. Knowledge that the people leave behind. So the smart one, is the one who leaves behind knowledge. And Shaykh Ali Nasir Faqih, one of his durus in the Haram, he said, the alim, he has all three of these hadith. He said, عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعْ بِهِ النَّاسِ, the alim has that, the knowledge he leaves behind. وَلَدٍ صَالِحْ يَدُعُ لَهُ, a child, a pious child, who supplicates for him. The ulama leave so many children of students of knowledge, who are like their children. And they supplicate for him. Whenever we mention Shaykh Al-Albani, rahmullah, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahmullah, Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahmullah, how much dua we make for them? Allahumma aghfir lahum, warhamhum, wa'afihim, wa'afu anhum, wa'akrim nuzulahum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise their level in Jannah, Jannah al-Firdaus, supplicating for them. Because we recognize we are like their children and they are like our parents. And better, because they are upon ilm and nafi', and they were upon ilm. So Shaykh Al-Nasir, rahmullah, said this hadith. And the third one is charity, continuous charity, sadaqa jariya. All this knowledge and books and fawaid that the people benefit, isn't that continuous charity? So the alim has all three. The alim has all three. أو ولد صالح يدعو له وكل الأعمال تنقطع إلا هذه الثلاث. All actions will stop except these three. ومنها العلم وهو أنفعها فنفعه عام للناس جميعا. So knowledge is the best of these three, Sheikh Rabi says, because it is in, it will is comprehensively benefiting all. الرسول الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة. He said, whoever treads the path of knowledge, Allah makes the path of paradise easy for him. أي والله هذه أولى خطواته. This is the first of his footsteps, is knowledge. لكن بشرط, but one condition, that he is sincere to Allah. He is sincere seeking the face of Allah. مريدا به وجه الله. He's not seeking position. He's not seeking يتعلم العلم لكي يباهي به العلماء. Learning knowledge to dispute with the scholars. He just wants to be argumentative. The Prophet ﷺ said, Hadith Aisha and Bukhari, the most hated people towards Allah are the argumentative ones. They just dispute. الحق من ربكم فلا تكونن من الممترين. Truth is from your Lord, don't be from the disputants. Don't be from those who argue. They just love to argue. Argue about anything. Hizb al-Tahriri. Argue all night and all day with you. Always. Ya akhi, give me some break. You want khilafa, abudullah. Worship Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. But worship Allah, why talk a lot? Many times, wallahi, the company is... This one, bayan, make bayan. Tablighi, make bayan. Ya akhi, what is the first thing we make bayan with? Tawheed. Start with that then. Faqih chay la yu'tih. The one who doesn't have it can't give it. As Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah used to say, all these misguided groups walk in the earth. Takfiri. What does he have? Faqid shay la yu'tih. He just has this issue of politics. That one this and this one that. All day, all night. Ya akhi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the one who was harmed the most. More than Syria, more than Palestine, more than Iraq. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Did he put bomb around himself? No. What did he do? Did he just fight to the last drop of blood? No. Sometimes he had peace treaties, sometimes he had where he defended the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So what did Rasul... Look his seerah. Look at his seerah. Start with Tawheed. He sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen. فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ شَهَادَةُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. This comes with ilm. This comes with ilm. Not somebody just overnight. Quick fix. Overnight he just learned a few things. All of a sudden, YouTube become alim, become sheikh. How? Ilm is heavy. It becomes all your life. You're learning ilm and nafi', and the fruit should be in your understanding, in your actions. But this one sprouting out, the one that sprouted out in Acton, and look where their knowledge leads them. They say, "Oh, there's no such thing as ijma'." Look how he opposed. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, the verse in Surah An-Nisa, verse 115, is proof of ijma' in a book called Ahkam al-Quran. It was mentioned there. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Look, mashallah, how much audacity they have to say ijma' is not from the deen. And then in the end, oh, music is alright though. This is what he says. Music is allowed though. La ilaha illallah. You see the misguidance, ya ikhwan? Unstable. The ulama are stable. They're firm. والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. They are the أولو الألباب. Not like these مشوشون, the people of tashwish, people of confusion, and they cause harm only to themselves. They don't last long. Sooner or later, they fall. They can make their video tubes on YouTube, video on YouTube, and they could try to be famous for a week or so. But where's the substance? Where's knowledge? What books have they taught or studied before that? بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. Study and you teach. Study first. This is the عَالِمُ الرَّبَّانِ. كُنُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. But they don't want to do تدرسون. They forget that verse. يُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبَعْدَ تَدْرُسُونَ then. Study it first, ya أخي. Study and study properly, and study from the ulama. وإن العالم لا يستغفر له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض حتى الحيتان في الماء. And the knowledge that the scholar even whatever's in the heavens and the earth, they seek forgiveness for him, even the fish in the sea. Allahu Akbar. Sheikh Rabi said, everything in the heavens and the earth seeks forgiveness for him. لِمَا لَهُ مِنَ النَّفْعِ الْكَبِيرِ وَالْآثَارَ الْمُبَارَكَةِ. Because he has great benefit and great effects that he has upon the ummah, even upon the animals. Yes, because when the alim gives his fatawa, it's a fatawa that is mercy to the animals. Not harsh. Not, so they, even the animals, they're seeking forgiveness for him. فَتَدْعُوا لَهُ الْحَيَوَانَاتِ لِمَا لَهُ مِنَ الْآثَارَ عَلَيْهَا لَأَنَّ هَذَا الْعَالِمْ يُحَرِّمُ العبث بالحيوانات. Because the alim, he says that it is haram to harm animals. It's haram to harm animals, and it's haram to just play with, just like they have here, fox hunting. They race, the fox becomes so tired. This is inhumane. They talk about animal rights, inhumane. Right at the end, the fox is now nearly about to die, And if then they maybe let it go, and then it go again, start again. Let's chase it again with these bloodhound dogs, ready to kill it. But look at all a game for them, and they talk about animal rights. Until now, this is still carried on, Till now in this country, talk about animal rights. So sort this out. Islam is against this. All types of harming animals through game, through play, still from Islam. Even animals, ikhwan. Mercy. يحرم قتل الناس. And Islam also forbids killing people unjustly. 9/11, 7/7. Islam forbids these type of actions, killing anyone innocently like that. There are different types of kuffar. There's the one who's in the battlefield fighting. There's different than somebody who's your neighbor saying good morning every morning. SubhanAllah, give him dawah, ya akhi. Invite him to your house, give him tea and biscuits. Don't kill him. Give him tea and biscuits. And invite him to Islam. لَإِنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حِمْرِ النِّعَمِ. If Allah were to guide through you, one person is better for you than the red she-camels. يُبَلِّغُ النَّاسِ شَرِيعَةَ اللَّهِ. And he teaches the people the sharia of Allah. فَالنَّاسُ يَسْتَفِيدُونَ. So the people benefit. وَالْحَيَوَانَاتُ تَسْتَفِيدُ. Animals benefit. SubhanAllah, everyone's benefiting. From who? The alim. Bringing about peace, bringing about khair. وَإِنَّ فَضْلَ الْعَالِمْ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمْرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. And the superiority of the scholar over the worshipper is like the superiority of the moon, the full moon, night of Badr, upon the rest of the stars. رَجُلٌ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا وَرَجُلٌ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ لَكِنْ دُونَهُ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ لَكِنَّهُ مَشْغُولٌ بِالْعِلْمِ وَنَشْرِهِ. See, the one who's worshipping Allah day and night, he's not like the alim. Alim is better than him. Because he worships Allah, but he spends his time in learning and in spreading the knowledge. This is a far better. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, this is the best of jihad. That you learn the knowledge and you use it to refute the innovators. Allahu Akbar. To protect the deen from within. To protect the deen from anyone trying to come in. وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءُ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ. وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما وإنما ورثوا العلم. الله أكبر. شيخ ربيع سيد الله أكبر. فمن أخذ أخذ بحظ. هذه مزايا وفضائل كلها للعالم المخلص. This for the one who's sincere. We say this, he said, that you may strive your utmost to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah azza wa jalla sincerely, and to be warned away from that, yani from being insincere, to be warned away from just learning for the dunya, or learning for status, or learning to be sought. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in your heart. Allah knows. If there's going to be khair, Allah will bring it about. And if you're deserving of that, Allah will bring it about. He'll put qabool fil ard, and there'll be barakah in your da'wah. But if there's insincerity, and the person's upon bid'ah, person, sooner or later, he'll be cut off. Students will start leaving him, and also, there won't be much benefits. Look at the innovators. Do you remember the innovators this century? People who used to speak against Al-Shaykh Al-Albani, cut off from the tongues of the people. People don't know them, who they are. Shaykh Al-Albani, Allah, and now, mashallah, Allah Mubarak, and even then, known. Ulama known. Albani, rahimullah, in the Saudi radio, always mentioned, Sahih Albani, Da'af Albani, always also in the Manabir, in the whole of Saudi Arabia, and Albani, rahimullah, said it's Sahih, and Albani, Allah, in the Masajid, on the Manabir, on the pulpits. What happened to Abu Ghudda? Nothing. What happened to Al-Kawthari? Nothing. Kawthari came, Al-Muallimi came, rudded him in a tankir, wa khalas, mat, dead. Ulama, Allahu Akbar. They continue to be, historically, they continue to be known for their khair, for clarity. And as for the innovators, they become cut off and not remembered at all for any good. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala khayri khalqi la Muhammad wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillah bil alameen. Wallahi, this section here is so beautiful, wallahi, by the Shaykh. All his writings, wallahi, beneficial. Look, he tells us about the obstacles. I just number them for you. Number one. Number one, first obstacle is what the people claim against you in the newspapers, in the magazines, the innovators, the liars, the disbelievers, yani what they claim against you. This is an obstacle. You have to deal with it. People are going to speak against you. Oh, you are a terrorist. No, I'm not. And so you get some people, Allah, so miskeen, man. Allah musta'an. He says, yes, I am a terrorist. Yeah, what are you saying? Yes, like this one, is Greek one. What's his name? He came on the internet. He's messed up. Tortoise. Allah, stay tortoise better. Yani, don't speak. Ishada, don't speak. Stay in the back. Don't be a rabbit quickly, you know, trying to say something that you don't know. Stay at the back. Wallah. He said, yes, we are terrorists. A'udhu billah. I seek refuge in Allah from that. We are How you say that? Muslim is not terrorist, ya akhi. Muslim is a person who brings about khair, goodness to the ummah, goodness to the people, Muslims and non-Muslims. He's not terrorist. Yurhibuna bihi adawallahu aduakum. That's referring to a battlefield. It's not referring to your neighbor. Huh? He's not referring to your neighbor. That's referring to a legitimate battle. That's not referring to anyone. Turhibuhu. Anyone that you come and you go and frighten them. He reminds me of somebody who came to Sheikh Albani, rahimullah. He said to him, I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Huh? This is after the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his time. He said, I'm a prophet. So the Sheikh Albani, look how Sheikh Albani is so patient, rahimullah. I listen to these tapes, beautiful tapes. He sat down with him and says, okay, what's your sign then? What's your sign? Every prophet has to have a sign. What's your sign? He said, well, my sign is... And then he said, he started shouting, ah, ah, ah! That's his sign. Sheikh Albani said, what are you doing? You're not scaring me. You see me scared? Sheikh Albani is calm. Wallahi, so calm. He said, you see me scared? He started shouting, ah! He says, what? Is this your sign? Is this the akhlaq of the Muslim? Is this the akhlaq of the prophets? Like this? Because he took the hadith that the prophets bring about a month of fear to the enemy. So he's trying to use that as a sign for himself. He's bringing fear to Sheikh Al-Baram. He's bringing fear. Sheikh Al-Baram said, I'm not afraid. You're not scaring me. So what is this? This man is saying, yes, we are terrorists. And he's saying with so much passion. What is this? A'udhu billah. Wallahi, ikhwan, there are so many ignorant people like that. And they cause more harm than good. They cause more harm than... We're not terrorists, ya akhi. We're upon sunnah, inshallah. And the sunnah is mercy. That even the animals supplicate for the alim because of the mercy of the alim. Naam. A'udhu billah. From dalala wal khudlan. Number two. Al-kibr. Pride and arrogance. May Allah. Some people like that. May Allah protect us. That's why he mentioned Mujahid from the students of Ibn Abbas. He said, لا ينال العلم مستكبرا ولا مستحي. One who is متكبر, مستكبر, who is arrogant, and the one who is shy, he won't learn. And he's too shy, doesn't want to learn. Yeah, sit in the dars. Take from the ulama. Don't be shy. Sit. Shy from haram, yes, but not in the good things. And he said, "Kibr da'un qatil." And he said also in Tafsir Surah Luqman, he said, actually, this is a disease. Kibr is a disease. Just like the camel, when Allah said, "Wala tamshi fil ardi maraha, innaka lan takhr..." That's what's Isra. "Inna Allah la yuhibbu kulla mukhtalin fakhur." Also, in the same few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَلَا إِشْ إِشْ تَسْرَعْ مَا فِي تَسْرَعْ. Surah Luqman, another verse, there's another word. وَلَا لا وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ إِنَّكَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ نعم وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خدك للناس. Sheikh Rabih Hafidullah said it means don't turn your cheek away from the people. Turn your face away from the kibr. وكبر غمط الناس غمط الحق. وغمط الناس. It is to not accept the haq, even though the people are coming with truth. You don't want to accept it from them. You turn away from them. ولا تصعر خدك للناس. Don't turn your cheek away from the people with pride, with arrogance. Sheikh Rabih Hafidullah said because this is تُصَعِّرْ. This is actually a disease that the camels have. When they start swaying their necks to the right and to the left, this is a disease they have. So, when you are متكبر, arrogant, is like you have this disease. It's like you have this disease. Turn away from the truth. You don't want to accept the truth. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. He will not enter paradise who has a grain of faith, grain of kibr. Pride in him. And the Prophet also said in the other hadith that Sheikh Rabi quoted in Tafsir Surah Luqman, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال حبة من كبر. Whoever has in his heart a grain of pride, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, that's not that narration. The other narration is من نازعني في كبري. Because the Prophet said, Allah said, Al-kibru rida'i. Kibr is my cloak. فَمَنْ نَازَعَنِي فِي الْكِبْرِ قَسَمْتُهُ. I break him. I destroy him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the end result of the mutakabbirin, is that they are destroyed. And that they are broken. Broken in two. Khalas. Broken. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three. The long path. Some people can't handle the long path. They want quick meal. They come in 1-2 years, then they leave. How many people we've seen dropped? Abu Ali became Sufi. Abu Muntasir became everything. Yani political, became with EDL. Yani kulli shay. With this one, with that one, with this one, with that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani no tamyiz, no distinction, nothing. With this one, with that one, with it. People dropping. May Allah protect us from that. how many people have come and gone. Maghrawi became Takfiri. Abu al-Hasan became Ikhwani. Naam. So Sheikh Rabi Habib said, number three, the long path that not everybody can stomach, not everybody can, is patient upon its harms, upon the difficulties. Number four, loving position. Some people, if you don't give them, some people, they come back after studying 6 months, they say, when's my next dars? Ah, mashallah, that's why you studied, just for the dars. When's my next khutbah? And we hope that you get the fatha in the right place, and the dhamma in the right place, and the kasra in the right place. But it's kullu hakada. Huh? As Shaykh Ubaid said to one brother, he told him to read in his house. And the brother, may Allah guide us and guide him, he didn't read it properly. It was all over the place. So Shaykh Ubaid said, anta aduwun li sibawayh. You're an enemy to the grammarian, Arabic grammarian called Sibawayh, famous Arabic grammarian, who was Salafi as well. He said, you are an enemy to him. Yani, so he didn't speak. He didn't read properly. And Shaykh Ubaid Hafidullah said, لا ينبغي لطالب العلم أن يلحن في كلامه وقراءته. It's not befitting for the student of knowledge to have lahan in his speech and in his qira'ah. It's not, and in his reading. It's not befitting. How will he ask? Number five. Too much fitan. When the fitna comes, he falls. ألا في الفتنة سقطوا. This is an obstacle in the past. Fitna comes, he falls. And he starts entering the fitna. The Prophet said, the one who sits in the fitna is better than the one who's standing, and the one who's lying down is better than the one who's sitting. But he wants to be in the fitna, talking and speaking ill of the ulama. What's happened in the end? He harms himself. He fizzles out. Number six, he said, the not having the concern for talab al-ilm, for talab al-hadith. And the concern is weak. Azima da'ifa. For talab al-ilm, for talab al-hadith. Yeah, his azima, his concern, his striving, his effort is weak. Allah says, خُدُ مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ. Take what we have given to you with strength. But he doesn't take it with strength. He takes it, he wants to worship Allah upon the edge. So when the first obstacle comes, he falls on his face. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Number seven, he doesn't act according to his knowledge. He learns, but doesn't practice. And Allah said, لِمَا تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say that which you don't do? كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَقُولُ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. It is great in the sight of Allah that you say that which you don't do. نسأل الله سلامة. Number eight. And I'm just quickly paraphrasing here just to finish off this section. Number eight is mixing with the people of innovation and the people of misguidance. You lend the ear. Salaf, they didn't want to use to listen to half a verse from the innovators, even though it's Quran. But they may twist it, so they didn't use to lend the ear. So number eight was mixing with the people of innovation and people of misguidance and deviation. Number nine, al-ajala. Hastiness. Being hasty, you want everything in one go. Wallahi, talab al-ilm is not easy. Maybe you have to study ajrumiyyah 4 or 5 times before you understand it properly. Not just, I studied it, I done it. No, properly. 4 or 5, maybe you have to do it with tuhfa saniyya, with patience. Why rush? Do it properly. And then you've got Mulhatul I'rab of Hariri, so many books. You want it all night, mashallah, alim? No. Slowly, slowly. Habba, habba. Qatar al-Nada, Alfiya. Slowly, slowly. Start with the small text, with Ajrumiyya, or the Medina books, and build slowly, slowly. No. So after al-ajala, what was ajala number 9? Number 10 is not starting with the right books. starting with tadarruj, going in levels. Slowly, slowly, starting with the most important, tawheed, the books of tawheed, and also the books of hadith, learning those hadith books, ibadat through way of hadith, like Bulugh al-Maram and Umdat al-Ahkam, and Lu'lu' wal-Marjan, and then going through the books of fiqh as well, like Manhaj al-Salikin and Umdat al-Fiqh, and other than those books, learning different funoon, different arts, or subject areas, in each subject area, memorizing or understanding this text, and moving on to the next one. No. So he said, some people, they start, instead of starting in the beginning, he says they start with Bukhari, first and foremost. No, start with something a bit earlier than that. Learn your aqidah, learn your, and then yes, move to Bukhari after, and Muslim, and learning hadith, but taking that from the alim. From the strangest things we saw in America, somebody called Zurqani, I don't know who he is, but anyway, I just saw him teaching Fath al-Bari. Fath al-Bari. Yani, ulama in Medina, in Mecca, nobody we hear teaching Fath al-Bari. They advertise it, Fath al-Bari. Fath al-Bari? Yani, mashallah, America, now they've reached that level. Fath al-Bari. Start with, ya akhi, usul al-thalatha, qawaid al-arba'a, kitab al-tawheed, kashf al-shubuhat, learn the books of aqidah, usul al-sunnah, Imam Ahmad, asul al-sunnah, of Imamain al-Raziyain, muqaddimat al-qirwaniya, the books, aqidah, hadith, again, like we mentioned, Umdat al-Ahkam, Bulugh al-Maram, in fiqh we mentioned, and also in Arabic language we mentioned, some of the books that the ulama mentioned, mustalah hadith, bayquniya, start with that, and going to Mudhakira of Ibn Mulaqqin, and also going on to later Ba'ith al-Hadith, and before that yani some of the mutun that are much less, but not doing tadarruj in your talab al-ilm. What was that was what? Number 9, huh? 10. And number 11, the last one, number 11, he says here, blind following. التعصبات العمياء والتقليد الأعمى من أكبر العوائق, from the greatest of the most major of obstacles. Because you can't see. All you can see is this person in front of you, and he is everything for you. The sunnah is only in him. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, he said, when they asked about the Arabic language, he said, all the scholars of the Arabic language, he said, Arabic language is going to be preserved when the scholars unite upon the Arabic language. Upon this matter of the Arabic language, the usul of the Arabic, then the Arabic is preserved. And he said, likewise the sunnah. Allahu Akbar. The sunnah is preserved when the ulama unite upon the sunnah. That sunnah is preserved. No. The sunnah is preserved. Yani they unite upon the correct understanding. Like one of them said, when we said to them about the ulama, about this, respecting and honoring the ulama, he said the statement of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Al-jama'atu ma wafaq al-haq walau kunta wahdak. The jama'ah is whatever is upon the truth, even if you be on your own. So what, he's the jama'ah, and Sheikh Rabi' and Sheikh Ubaid and Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi and Sheikh, they're not jama'ah. They are all what? Barra, outside. Al-jama'ah ma wafaq al-haq. Ma wafaq al-haq. You did not establish the truth. You did not fulfill the haq. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ نَعْمْ يُوَحْدَكْ نَعْمْ لَكِنْ خَالَفْتَ الْجَمَاعَةِ وَخَالَفْتَ الْحَقْ. نعم. So الحق is clear. Number 11, التعصبات العمياء, blind following. إيه والله. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from blind following. يعني which is madhmoom. The blind following that is madhmoom. As for the blind following which is called ittiba', this is allowed. Because you are following a alim that you trust, based upon dalil. This is allowed. But the blind following that's not allowed is what you know is wrong and you still follow it. That's the blind following that's not allowed. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Is it permissible for a sister to wear half jilbab instead of full jilbab? And half jilbab, what do you mean half jilbab? Half hijab, yani? Half jilbab. How is half jilbab? Just to the knees. Just cover anyway, whatever is, cover that which is your adornment, cover the body. I don't know what you mean by half jilbab. Or do you mean the two-piece jilbab? Yeah. No, ما في مشكلة. Two-piece jilbab, as long as it covers, alhamdulillah. There's two types of, they have the two-piece, and you have the one-piece. And they both fulfill the hijab. Both of them fulfill the covering. هذا ظاهر. So it's from that, as mentioned by the brother. نعم. It covers, both of those they cover, alhamdulillah. There is a shortage of Salafi women in London who teach Quran in Arabic. So is it permissible from them to learn other than the Salafiyin, i.e. like Muntada al-Islami course? No. We don't learn from anyone who is not Salafi. We're careful for our hearts because our heart can change. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, make your heart like a mirror, not like a sponge. Make it like a mirror. A mirror repels the innovation. And people of innovation, they come, they get repelled. But not you go on Muntada al-Islami. A'udhu billah, this Muntada has been refuted by scholars. They heard about this from the mountains. In Yemen, they heard about Muntada al-Islami. And in from Saudi Arabia, they heard about Muntada al-Islami. I remember going there long time ago. I remember seeing books of Sayyid Qutb in their bookshop. And the people that they cooperate with. People all over the place. This is Muntada al-Islami. And even if they try to hide what they are upon, so don't take from them. Alhamdulillah, they're not those who spread and who adhere to the great scholars that we know of, the likes of Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimullah, and Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimullah, and Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimullah, and Sheikh Salih Fuzan, and Sheikh Al-Haydan, and Sheikh Rabi'. They have problem with they may quote here and there, one or two, but when it comes to the knowing the haqq, knowing the sunnah, knowing the bid'ah, and refuting the innovators and that, we have not seen anything from them refuting Sayyid Qutb. Have you ever seen Muntada refute Sayyid Qutb? No. For the errors that Sayyid Qutb has said? When Sayyid Qutb said about Muawiyah that he used deception and lies to get political gain, did you hear anything from Muntada? Nothing. Then why am I going there for? Nothing. We heard them refuting the innovators today? Nothing. Then why I learn from them? Even Quran, Salafi, even Quran, ayah, not even half a verse, I will not take from them. Alhamdulillah, in London, you have this Dar Sunnah. You have, mashallah, other places they go to, Masjid Sunnah in Cranford, and where people are teaching Arabic. I know they have Arabic classes there. In Markaz Mu'ad as well, in Slough, and other places. Don't go to the dodgy places like Brixton, like ICT. We know their history. And history is important. We know their history. We were here in the 90s. We know what happened. Know the deviations. Alhamdulillah. عرفت الشر لا لشر ولكن لتوقيف. ومن لم يعرف الخير من الشر يقع فيه. We have known the evil, not for the sake of the evil. We have known the evil to keep away from it. And whoever doesn't know evil from good will fall into it. Keep away from evil and its guidance and innovations and innovators, and also those who don't take the knowledge from them. Of course, alhamdulillah, take from the people of Sunnah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Even if they be few and far between or far away to be with them. Who are the ulama in Al-Sunnah in Morocco? Morocco does not have ulama, they have some students. Rahimahullah, of course, the alim in the Arabic language. He used to write poetry, love of Sheikh Rabi'ah, love of Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah. And also, he had love for the other mashayikh as well. I remember that Rasail Mutabadala Bain al-Ulama, in Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, and the ulama. His name is Indik, Taqiyya bin al-Hilali. Allahu Akbar. He was strong in the Arabic language. And look what he left behind. No book Quran, but in some time. Aqeedah, Salafiyya. Talk to the Asma' al-Sifat in the book Quran. You see, Aqeedah Salafiyya. In Algeria, there are scholars in Algeria that Sheikh Obeid Hafizullah mentioned. I don't recall their names, all of them. I think for a course is one of them. Nah. Anyway, I'm not too aware of the scholars in Algeria, but I seen and I met this Sheikh Firkos in Sheikh Rabi's house. No. And I met him in Sheikh Rabi's house, as well as Elder Sheikh there. Naam. So alhamdulillah, they have, mashallah, tabarakallah, khair wa baraka. Naam. And also different parts of, you only mention anyway Morocco and Algeria, but there are other scholars elsewhere, mashallah. At Ordon, they deviated. He asked about the Jordanian scholars. I said they deviated away from the path because of the Jam'iyat, Ihya Turath, and these Jam'iyat, they even ended up fighting against themselves because of that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that deviation and from deviation from, and all types of deviation. And they have principles that they have brought which is not from the Sunnah. Not from the Sunnah. And they used to hide, not speaking ill, not refuting the innovators, and not refuting the errors of those who are with them in the jam'iyyat. And this is not right. Rather, haqq is haqq and batil is batil. When Abu Hassan said that the Sahaba are scum, Ali Hassan said this is not a revilement. Ghutha'iyyah said it's not actually a revilement. It's not a revilement. How is it not a revilement? Would you like it if somebody said a family member is scum? It's disgusting. How can you like that for the Sahaba then, radiallahu anhu? Because they're all in the same boat. Is it true that Sheikh Salih Fawzan warned against Sheikh Ubayd al-Jabri? No, this is not true. This is what they try to quote against the Sheikh. But Sheikh Ubayd Habudullah said, "Utruku." Well, they said that the damir refers to Sheikh Ubayd. Why didn't you tahmil ala ahsan al-hamal and say it was referring to the matter? That the pronoun referred to the matter, leave the matter. So this is not true. Alhamdulillah, Sheikh Rabi Habudullah knows Sheikh Ubayd, and he said he's Imam al-Salafiyyah in this time, and Sheikh Abdullah Bukhari knows him, and Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi knows him and defended him, and Sheikh Ali Nasr knows him and defended him, and Sheikh Salih Suhaimi knows him and defended him, from the scholars of Medina. Walillahi alhamd. Naam. Barakallahu feekum. And as for those who try to get this one and that one and clip this one and clip that one, then this is incorrect. And they are upon the same path, walillahi alhamd, in loving the Sunnah, loving the Sahaba, loving this blessed methodology. As for those who lie against them, who add things, those things that he, Hafidhullah, has made a mistake in, he has taken it back. Look how many times, anything, any small, anything, he takes it back. If the truth comes to him, he says, "Astaghfirullah, I don't want to open this door to errors." Now, can a person make dua that she ends up marrying Isa when he returns? Allahu alam. I never heard this question before in my life. But I will ask one of the mashayikh, inshallah. No. Yeah, and you can make general dua. Why have to be so specific? You can make general dua to marry a righteous person. Some of the Salafis, whilst in the marriage process, will have many meetings with the person they are interested in. Is this the correct way, or should a person's mahram find out all the Yes, the person's mahram should find out the information first. Sheikh Ubayd Habudullah is very careful with this. Someone come for his daughter, or no, I have to see who you are first. Because the hadith, من جاءكم من ترضون دينه وخلقه, whoever comes to you, not on the internet, whoever comes to you and you are pleased with their deen and their khuluq, their akhlaq. Now, how are you going to see it on the internet? You could be a sister and it could be another sister on there. You could be a brother and there's another brother there. How do you know it's even a woman? It's true. You don't know on the internet. And it's just shwaya, and all of a sudden he was a man all that time. He wasn't even a woman. And it happens. It happens in Oxford. Masallah salama. Don't go through that way. This is it could be a trick. Until you fall into it and then you say, I made a mistake. Yes, that's why even some of these groups is WhatsApp. Be careful. Sisters going to WhatsApp group. Could be a brother in there with a sister's name. Be careful. So yes, they should have information. Before he comes and sees your daughter or your sister, make sure you know who it is. Naam. Because he has to be man tardawna deenahu wa khuluqah. And Sheikh Sa'if Uzan adds another benefit. He said, the verse, he mentioned the verse, إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ. The best of those who you hire is qawi, he's strong, and he's ameen, he's trustworthy. Don't marry your daughters to strong, meaning he works, he can earn a living, he can, upper hand is better than the lower hand. Qawiyul ameen, ameen trustworthy, he's not a ghashash, not a person who deceives and is not straight up in his dealings. Don't deal with that person. If you have been dismissed from work because they didn't let you pray, is it worth going to appeal meetings to try and make them court? To try and make them court tribunal. Sheikh Ubayd Habibullah said regarding getting your rights, if you can't get your rights from your workplace or from matters of the dunya and that, you can use the courts, if you're on the land of disbelievers, just to get your rights. You're not ruling by their law, but you are oppressed, and this is a situation that has come. So out of that necessity that has come befalling you, where they've taken your rights, you can use the courts, he said, in order to get your rights. Someone may try to oppress you. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? If you can, if it's a matter where you can just, it's a trivial matter, fine. But if it's a matter that you want to get your haq, and they've taken your rights, the Sheikh mentioned that you can. Naam. And Sheikh bin Baz, Zakhallah Khair, the brother, Sheikh Zakhallah Khair, said, also Sheikh bin Baz, Alhamdulillah, said the same. You see? Oh, Sheikh Ubayd, he allows cooperating with the... you see? People, they don't know the word necessity. Oh, Sheikh Ubayd allows music. When, ya akhi? Out of necessity. Sheikh said, no, it's not allowed. It's haram. In the same tape, it's haram. But this miskeen, Allah Yahdi, he said, oh, but Sheikh allows necessity. The fatwa was what? A boy in a school, they don't allow him to. He has to attend this class, music class. Otherwise, he gets kicked out of the school or whatever. The Sheikh said, if that's the case, then let him hate it with his heart. We could now not accept this fatwa of the Sheikh. But at the beginning, he said it's haram. Music is haram. Where did he say it's halal? Allah yahdik. Why you press the Sheikh? Allah yahdik. Why you press the Sheikh? The Sheikh said halal? No. He says haram at the beginning of the tape. Beginning of the fatwa. He said it's haram. But if this is your situation, out of necessity, hate it with your heart. Now, for me, anew, because we lived in this country, we know that you don't have to sit in these. So the question is wrong. You don't have to sit in these music classes. You can say, no, I don't want to. You can opt out. So the question was put to the Sheikh in the wrong way. We say, you don't have to be there. And necessity is a matter of ijtihad. Is it really necessity or not? So if the Sheikh is wrong in this fatwa, he gets one reward. And if he's right, he gets two rewards. Because we know in this country, the situation, as we know, you're not forced to be in any music class, not even in prayers, in assembly, you could opt out. Family rights, Jazakallah khair. So if that was put to the Sheikh would have said that. But, yani, don't claim the Sheikh allows music. He has a whole tape against music. Naam, a'udhu billah. And so many things, one after the other, lies upon lies. Based upon necessity, they say Sheikh's allowed it. No, necessity means, if pig... You're in the desert now. Pig was just in front of you now. Pig. You're going to die. Now it's a matter of necessity. So it's a matter of ijtihad. What constitutes necessity or not? If he's mistaken in that, then he gets one reward. If he's right in that, he gets two rewards. But don't say he allows it. He allows intikhabat. Oh, Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi intikhabi. A'udhu billah. You're zalim, Allah. You're kathab. You're zalim, as Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi said. A liar. Pair liars. Wallah. Pair liars and don't understand. Can a person make dua that she ends up marrying? We read that as well. We said to you, make general dua, inshallah. Is it okay for a sister to put water in the roots of her hair when doing ghusl? Is it okay? If that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to make sure that the water reaches the head and the roots, especially in doing ghusl. No, it's not something that you leave. And Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi explained it. He explained it that you get the water and you make sure it goes into the roots. And likewise, if you have a beard, and this is not for the women, for the men, I mean, if you have a beard, again, put the water in there, make sure it gets in. It reaches the beard. Is it permissible to get a mahram to drop you off somewhere and then live alone? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't live alone, especially for the sister. This is not good. And also, where would you recommend us to study Arabic and Deen? Deen here, you have Dar Sunnah. This is inshallah beacon of light in this area. Ay wallah. We used to come past this area, all we hear is takfiris. Go to Labra Grove, takfiris, ikhwanis. Yani, alhamdulillah, you have now Salafi. Beacon of light. Naam, Sheikh Zayd, Sheikh Ahmed, Sheikh Abdullah Najmi, and other mashayikh. Naam, and those with them. Allahu Akbar, ni'ma wallah. May Allah reward the brothers who set this masjid, masjid sunnah, dar sunnah. Wallah, may Allah reward them with khair. Those who set it and were firm against bid'ah and firm against confusion in the early days. May Allah reward them with great reward. This is sadaqah jariyah for them, inshallah. How can one have patience with his wife? Ayya wallah. This for, we all have to, this should be for both. How can a, this for all of us, ya Ikhwan. How can one have patience with his wife? Don't think that any marriage is without any problems or any marriage doesn't go up and down. Huh? There isn't any marriage except the husband must be patient with the wife and the wife patient with the husband. Likewise, the wife having patience with the husband. Nah. La buddha min as-sabr. You have children between yourselves. Don't be hasty. You work together to try and bring up your children. SubhanAllah, you see a bad thing, look at a good thing. But you correct the bad as well. You do your best to correct it in a nice way, with wisdom, with hikmah. Don't rush. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believers, men and women, they are friends and protectors of each other. How about his husband and wife? Friends. How can your wife not be your friend? Your wife, and you don't even want to be around her. When you go home, it's like you're entering a fire. Why? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you enter your house, should be happiness, should be content, love and mercy. Naam. Mawadda and rahmah between you, kindness, gentleness. Nobody says that every time it has to be monotonous. Sometimes you make a mistake. Sometimes she, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Aisha dropped the plate, Prophet just put it together, didn't shout. Nowadays, if this happened, people will be shouting, it'll be brimstone, fire and brimstone. What is this? So we should be kind and gentle to the women, and a good word, na'am, but at the same time, firm, away from the haram. Oh, not that she wants music in the house, yeah, it doesn't matter. No, you have to stop at the hudud of Allah. Na'am, وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. What is the best way to raise a child in accordance to the sunnah? Allahu Akbar. This is a beautiful question. The best way is to be an example. Naam. The Prophet would supplicate. He would say, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Make us of the pious, amongst the pious, as an imam, as a leader. I asked Shaykh Ubaid, what is the meaning of this? He said, to your family first. To be a leader, to be an example, the guide to your family first. Not that you are doing haram, and you want them to learn Quran and learn all the good, and you are doing bad. Would you advise sisters to go to university? There is online now, you can do it. But as for mixed, no. Don't go to a mixed university because it causes harm for you. Can you confirm if there is any more sheikhs or ulama from Albania? No, Albania. Sheikh Albani, rahmullah, he was the alim, the muhaddith, the allama at that time, in this current century. Abdul Qadir Arnaout, rahimahullah, he passed away. He passed away. And Abdul Qadir was better than Shu'aib. Shu'aib is Ash'ari, and he puts inside ta'wil of Allah's names and attributes inside his books. Whether it is his tahqiq of Musnad Imam Ahmad and other books. And there's a nice book, which alhamdulillah I read to Shaykh Ubaid. The whole book is called, it's referring to the akhtar of Shu'aib Arnaout, with the muqaddimah of Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah. No. It's one book. Black cover, and mashallah tabarakallah clarified the deviation of this Shu'aib Arnaout. And Abdul Qadir was better than him, but from what we know, he wasn't, yani, there were some things he wasn't clear about. Muhammad bin Hadi said, the Jordanians that you know about now, they're not Albani, rahimahullah. Sheikh Albani was asked, do you have students? He said, no, I have companions. He said, I don't have students. As for he is, and he says, I am, the alim doesn't say that. Alim doesn't say that. Sheikh Al-Fawzan Hafidhullah said, whoever says I'm a alim, then he is jahil. Alim doesn't, his actions will be his tazkiyah. Sheikh Rabi said his actions will be his tazkiyah. He doesn't have to shout. He doesn't have to go on YouTube. And how is... Okay, then let's say, if he's a alim, allama, where was he in the 90s then during the Gulf War and Safar and Salman and all these innovators coming and causing so much confusion? Where was he then? Asleep? Ala kulli. Alhamdulillah. Alim is known, ya akhi. Alim is known. There's not someone hidden. He doesn't have to say, I'm a alim, or I have and I have. Wa ana. Alim is known. Alhamdulillah. لا تزال طائفة من أمة الحق ظاهرين. They are ظاهر. They're not somebody unknown. And they know the affairs. الحلال بين والحرام وبينهم أمور مشتبهات. لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. That means some people, few people know them. The ulama. Where is the clarification of shubuhat then? And أهل البدع way. If you found out that your wife does bid'a, what should you do? You advise her that this is bid'a for her to leave it. What is the best way to memorize Quran? When you're alone and you do it continuously, read it continuously and alone without having too many preoccupations. I read a narration from Ibn Sirin that one should look to whom he takes his knowledge from. So I was wondering, who did you study under? Who did we study? When we went to Saudi Arabia, we went to Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah in Jeddah first and foremost. 4 days a week he was teaching books like Umdatul Ahkam and Tafsir Ibn Kathir. And we stayed with him for 3 years until he, rahimahullah, till I went to, I lost the job and I had to go to another place. We found a place in Khobar, a job there, and then but Khobar had no scholars. So we were traveling to meet the mashayikh. We traveled to Riyadh and to Mecca, Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, and Sheikh bin Uthaymeen in Unayza to meet him and to benefit, some small benefit, you know, because of the time. But I was dying to get out of Khobar in order to be with the ulama. And at least Jeddah, you could travel to Medina and be with the mashayikh. But in those days, in 95, 96, 97, when we left this country, we benefited يعني, from mainly Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna. Then we came back to Jeddah, and what a blessed 3 years that was, mashallah, mubarak. Sheikh Rabi' had also moved to Makkah. So that was 3 years, 3 days a week in Makkah, with Sheikh Rabi' Hafidullah studying Sharia of al-Jurri, and Ba'ith al-Hathith, and Fath al-Majid. Na'am, with Sheikh Rabi'. And also, Sheikh Muhammad al-Bazmul took over his class in the last of the 3 years, Kitab al-Tawheed, and he was doing a chapter a week. And likewise, in the Haram, we were also studying Bukhari in the Haram with one of the mashayikh there. And also, Arabic language, with mashallah, tabarakah, there were some Yemeni students who were teaching Arabic. And mashallah, tabarakallah, we would be with them trying to benefit. But the best of our time was in Medina. Best of our time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to be Sheikh Ubayd Hafidullah's neighbor, and that was like a daily thing, regular, trying to benefit from some of the books that I've already, book after book. Yani, Allahumma barik, Sheikh Azallah Khair, yani, started and on a program and he continued for 6 years like that. And in the Haram, Sheikh Abdul Masih Abbad, Sunan ibn Majah, we tried to study most of the Sunan ibn Majah, and also other scholars. In Makkah, the scholars of the Arabic language like Abdurrahman al-Kuni, who did Al-Ajrumiyyah more than once, and also Mulhat al-Irab, he did. And other mashayikh, Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, Ma'arij al-Qubul, and other books that he used to teach, and Sheikh Abdullah al-Bukhari, Sheikh Salih Sahim in the early days when we were in Medina, but he used to travel a lot. And so the durus were not always consistent, so we used to benefit from him now and then. And Sheikh Ali Nasir. And Medina is full of ulama, mashallah, Allah mubarak. Wherever you turn, to the right, to the left, you always see a dars, you always see a alim teaching. And Haram is blessed. But wallahi, the path of talab al-ilm is a long path. It's not something that you can do overnight. And it's really, the true knowledge is the fear of Allah. You learn, and you learn, and you learn. But if you don't have fear of Allah, if you don't have actions, yani, according to your knowledge, then knowledge is going to be against you, not for you. Wallahi, Ikhwan. Knowledge is going to be against you, not for you. And I didn't know this question was going to come, and I only answered it because it came. Otherwise, wallahi, yani, alhamdulillah, it's true. This knowledge is deen. So be careful whom you take it from. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He keeps us with the ulama until we meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nothing, whatever you put in is what you get out. You have people graduating after 6 years and still can't read Arabic. You have people who they sit side close to the ulama and they don't even go to them to benefit. So whatever you put in is what you get out. The great a'imma, they didn't have certificates. It's not about a certificate or piece of paper. Like you see nowadays, people say, oh, well, he's a graduate, and he didn't graduate, mathalan. Huh? Subhanallah. He didn't graduate, but he was there with the mashayikh for how many years? Huh? Bending his knees. And this is not about myself, this is about one of the brothers that I remember reading this tweet. Subhanallah. And when you listen to him and how he recites and how he reads and how he understands, he's better than some of those who graduated. Look, Yasir Qadi, got a master's thesis from Jamaica.